We may be a day late, but Survivor Series is this Sunday, which means we got to give you the best of Monday Night Raw, and especially after SmackDown, things are in disarray, just like our show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Will it take me under?
I don't know. What up, everybody? This is the Raw After Show. It's 24 hours late because last night, right after Raw, unfortunately, none of us were available because life happens. But TK and I said, you know what? Tonight, let's figure out a time. Who knew it would be right after the SmackDown show where her and I, I'd say we were welcome guests.
We invaded that yacht.
Yeah. We didn't even plan it.
Nope.
But it happened.
But it happened.
And
that's
luckily,
how we do.
No noses were broken.
They're lucky, for sure.
Which we're going to talk about that right now. So welcome, everyone. Raw After Show, After Buzz TV. Here we are. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto on all social medias. The lovely lady to my left. See her every single day on TMZ. But she's got something big in the works. I can't wait for her to announce it. I'm tingling. Find her at TK Trinidad.
I hope it's a good tingle.
It's a good tingle. It's a good professional tingle.
I hope. Hope so.
It's a professional tingle.
You might need to get that checked out.
She's TK Trinidad. Tony, you know a professional tingle. It's a good one.
Yeah, I actually have one right now.
See? Tone be tone with the tingle.
I have a professional tingle.
Tingle be tone.
Tingling Tony.
Woo!
Yeah,
all right then.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it was really fun jumping out on SmackDown. I had no idea what happened. I had a very crazy day. And wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Pure chaos.
I definitely think a lot of the stuff was scrambled, but with SmackDown and Raw, with everything like moving pieces, they try to make it work.
I am perplexed at everything, I will say that, but I'm sure there's reasons behind it, I would think. But let's get into the first thing. Mm-hmm. As you know, lately with the Raw After Show, we've been doing highlights. It's a 3-hour show, and we generally don't have a lot of time, so let's get right into it. At the end of the show, the legend of Becky Lynch continues to grow. Unfortunately, as amazing as it looked at the end, and somehow she managed to hold it together because she was concussed.
She's a gangster.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. She was concussed, and they have a concussion protocol just like sports teams. There's no way you're competing in less than a week.
Yeah.
She held it together and looked like a bad ass.
It was actually Johnny and Ty were on Women's Wrestling Weekly, so definitely check that out. They were talking about what happens if you get like rocked so hard, you go into like a zombie, like your body's still functioning even though like you're not all together. Mm-hmm. So you could pull out like
in the moment.
In the moment.
Oh yeah.
So and you know she was okay to come on SmackDown. Well, she was okay to come on SmackDown. So
adrenaline is a hell of a thing.
She's gonna feel terrible tomorrow.
So you're saying she was on SmackDown tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was on SmackDown. Oh, because you didn't watch it. So she was on SmackDown, and she had to pick her replacement. So she came out. She gave the speech on why she can't battle against Ronda.
How's her nose look?
It just looks like she got a black eye underneath her eye. Her nose looks fine.
They may have adjusted it back in.
Yeah, it's not super. Like it doesn't look like she has to go and do any Michael Jackson stuff. So
yeah,
I hope she's super nice in person. So I hope everything is well with her.
So now
would have been an awesome storyline.
Her replacement, we got Charlotte taking on Ronda.
Yeah, okay. Which is still going to be good
for
mainstream media. Oh yes,
yeah. Let's get into this because wow, I am very. It's disappointing to see this happen. I don't understand why, but let's go for it. Oh, okay. I am sorry. What are you doing, Nia Jax? What are you doing? I...
Yikes. I don't know.
Well, I understand mistakes happen.
I definitely don't think it was on purpose.
It's a punch where she wasn't even coming up from behind her. It's a simple punch that's... You should not break someone's nose
right
off of that.
Like, but maybe she gauged it. She timed it like... we're at Impact yesterday, and somebody's explaining to me like the punches.
Are you the tapings?
Yeah, Gabby kidnapped me, and I was in Vegas. So that's why
some
I couldn't do
interviews
well.
And such. Or?
There's some stuff in the works for Impact, so we're seeing. We'll see for Impact fans, something might be happening
With your show.
We'll see.
Okay then.
But somebody's explaining to the punch, and maybe she just didn't time it. And like you know how you're spinning and then you kind of bump heads, maybe something like that. It just wasn't timed, and she hit her with more force than anticipated because she was closer than she thought. Maybe, I don't know. I just don't think Nia would, you know, obviously do that on purpose.
Of course not.
Yeah,
but I mean, we've all known she's come under fire in the past for being rather unsafe.
Yeah,
and this I just don't understand.
I guarantee she feels horrible.
To get concussed and to break your nose, that is, I don't want to go any further with it because I just don't understand.
Yeah.
From what it looks like to me, it was straight on. She saw what she was doing. I don't know how you can misjudge that badly. I just don't. But,
well,
at the same time,
stuff happens. It's wrestling.
Yes, it's not ballet. We already know that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we've both been around wrestling plenty to where it's like, it's just a straightforward punch. What the heck?
Yeah.
Not only are you shouldn't be anywhere near the nose, but okay.
But yeah, I honestly think, I don't know. Because, she was hitting her in the back of the head. It just might have been like, she didn't time it. Or if you get hit in the back of the head enough, you might get pissed off. Like,
yep.
You're hitting me too hard, and now I'm going to punch you back. I don't know. Hopefully everything in behind the curtain is going to be okay, and she didn't get reamed out too much.
Well, who knows? Either way, Ronda versus Becky. To be honest, I didn't like this match for Survivor Series to begin with. To me, this was a bigger match down the road. I think Ronda and Becky could have been an actual title match at some point if they ended up on the same show. To me, that's a WrestleMania match with how Becky has finally gotten her chance to prove how amazing she is.
Right.
And she's catching fire. By the time WrestleMania rolls around, you're going to have Ronda, who's going to be even better.
What would have been the highlight of Survivor Series other than Ronda and Becky?
I mean, obviously, what I thought would have been AJ versus Brock.
We saw that before.
You're right. And we've already talked about this. Survivor Series this year kind of looks like a throwaway.
That's why they did Becky and Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we all know that Ronda is, you know, everybody knows Ronda. And Becky is in the wrestling world. And she's been doing interviews outside too. Becky is like, her whole character is amazing. And the way she talks and the way they were going back and forth on Twitter.
Right.
Like, it was catching. Like, that was one thing. That was like the only thing I was really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
To see if they were going to choose Ronda over Becky and how that would affect her character coming back to SmackDown.
I'm going to be honest. If it would have been Ronda and Becky, Ronda wouldn't have stood a chance as far as the fans go. I mean, they are so on board with Becky right now.
I don't know. I think it might have been a split. Because Ronda's doing so way...
Agreed.
Way, way better than I expected as far as mic-wise and her, like, how her face... Like, she's telling the story with her face without even seeing words.
Right.
Like, she's doing, like, leaps and bounds as far as, you know, being in the game for such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. So, totally agree with
that. We'll see. Hopefully, Becky can get in the game, back in the game by the end of this year or beginning of next year.
We kind of have answers from Dean Ambrose. You know, he's maybe a lunatic, but he gets great gas mileage on that car.
Yeah, let's hit that TK Boudoir song.
Oh, okay. TK's Boudoir, oh
yeah. TK's Boudoir, shout out to Coco Cena for getting the song. Originally, I was going to say Nia, but not really. I would say Dean Ambrose on the car with the jacket, know, burning the vest. That was all hot. Did you feel that? Like
Penny draw. What's up?
You have people calling it panty draws on Twitter.
As they should be.
Oh, goodness. But you did not feel that scene? Like, it was very...
It's fantastic.
Very movie-esque. You believed it. The fire, like, I was wondering why the fire was there, but it was just a great scene altogether. So, Dean Ambrose is definitely in the boudoir.
And are you saying based off of his clothing choices?
His clothing, his look. Like, he leaned out since he's been back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Renee is enjoying all of that.
Mm-hmm. As are you As is you. As
well, not,
you are.
Not, no, 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 no. I'm not drawing it like that.
Oh!
Yeah, because, you know, Renee, they're actually married.
Yes, they certainly are. Which is another thing. I don't understand. It's just the weirdest thing ever.
For them not to talk about it?
Why, no, it's weird why they even mention that they're married. I understand, yeah, the curtain's pulled back.
She barely says it. She doesn't say it very often. However, I think when Dean Ambrose finally just, like, clocked Seth, they should have did, like, just one like, just view of Renee with, like, a single teardrop, like, just a disappointment just coming down her cheek. That's just all. And then don't say anything else.
Like, I just don't think they ever should have mentioned them being married. Now, maybe...
And he's wearing his wedding ring, too.
Mm. Yeah.
During the shot. Like, I noticed that. So...
Maybe the Roman Reigns thing, obviously, it threw things way off. And so that could have been... You know, but right now it doesn't make sense to have Renee Young, the sweetheart on commentary, married to a guy who's throwing vests
crazy.
In the garbage in the fire.
Zeno R says Dean looked like he was about to drop a cipher. Facts. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It would have been, I hope, like, you know, it wouldn't have went well, but, you know.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
He was in 13 rounds part whatever, wasn't he? Mm. I think he was.
I don't think, I mean, like a true cipher.
Either way, though, I dug that. And he said, you know, basically arrogance is the reason that he got sick of Seth Rollins. And, you know, the lack of respect and the fact that.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
You got to look at yourself. It's true.
Exactly. Like, if you let somebody, like, if you're, this is taking it totally left field, but if you're in an abusive relationship and you let that person abuse you time and time again, not necessarily right. The person, you're not, obviously the person who's abusive, you blame them, but. If you're both adults and you let this person get away with it from the get-go, then there's going to be issues. So
that's a fair point.
You know, I mean, kudos to him for standing up eventually, but this could have all not happened if he just said something in the first place.
Very true. How about Ruby Riott fire on the mic this week on Raw? And obviously she's going to be in Survivor Series, but she's coming into her own.
Yeah. Do you think she's going to separate from the pack or... Like, turn. Like, I feel they need to have a storyline internally. Or do you think they should just stay together and essentially kick trash cans backstage and show off blue tongues?
To be honest, the Riott Squad made absolutely no sense when they first showed up. But they've stuck to it.
Yeah.
And granted, they've had 50-50 as far as wins versus losses. But it's working for me. Not really.
I don't know. I think... Sometimes you just get frustrated because the storylines, maybe there is a long-term plan, but I just want to see at least some development of it. And sometimes it's just kind of like, wait, what are you guys doing? And then you have a whole bunch of people backstage that you're not using them either. So it's just kind of like,
sure,
you know, make the show 5 hours and include everybody and have a storyline and put writers to like really write.
Make the show 5 hours?
Well, I mean, you can watch it in blocks.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Maybe.
I don't know either.
That was like a trip to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So when did you get back?
We got back this morning. So Gabby and I left, I think we left Monday. We left Monday morning at like 1:30. Mm-hmm. And we got there just for the Impact taping at 6.
How many episodes, two?
It was from 6 to like 9:30.
It's probably two episodes, maybe.
I think it's three episodes.
Maybe three.
Then we hung out with some people from Impact. And did some stuff, and not in a bad way. Like good. Like after buzzers are gonna enjoy this.
No, I know they used some really good West Coast talent.
Yeah, Ruby Riott was on it.
Ruby Riott.
Yeah, Rise.
Ruby Rays.
Yes, Rays.
There
I
you
always
go.
Say Rise. My bad. Ruby Rays was on it. She was on the show. I should know better.
Royce Isaacs.
Heather Moreau was on it.
Great. I love Heather.
There was somebody. Somebody else. Well, I mean, the usuals. Taya was on it. She was amazing. They had, I don't know. Well, I mean, people were doing videos. If you watch Women's Wrestling Weekly on the stories, it's there. But Tessa and Moose were pairing up, and they went up against Taya and Johnny, which was an amazing match, too. So definitely look out for that.
There you go.
Then we got back this morning at...
who knows?
12?
Yeah.
And I haven't slept since. So I think I've had a total of maybe 6 or 7 hours in between.
That sounds like my last 48 hours. That's awesome. And on top of it, you came to see me on Sunday.
Yeah.
In public.
Let me tell you this. This is going to sound super diva-ish, but like, you know, I go by like the hookup type thing. Like you hook me up, Yeah. Like, you know, I don't do lines. I don't, you know, I hook you up. You like, it's just like that. So I'm like, okay, we got free tickets.
You could have texted my phone.
I know, but you were my thing. And also, I have
Let's explain what we're talking about.
Okay.
As many of you know, I filmed my comedy special Sunday night at the Brea Improv. We had two shows.
Hella far.
We had a 7 p.m. filming and a 9 p.m. filming. But 7 o'clock, we ended at 8:30. We had 400 people get out of the club. We also had to film something in between, which you guys will like when you get a chance to see it. So the 9 p.m. show did start a little bit late.
Yes. It was hell. Well, one, we'll just take it all the way back. It was hella far. It was Brea, it was okay. The Boonies. Shout out to my friend for driving me because I honestly think that I saw the GPS, I would have backed
out. It was a
Sunday
night, TK.
I know, but I hate driving.
Oh my.
So we get there, and I'm wearing heels, and I'm thinking, and I also forgot my TMZ pass because I usually can get into stuff with that, and I forgot it because I left it in my other purse. So I'm standing in line, and I want to be like, you know, the good friend and not blow up Johnny's phone and say, hey, I'm standing
you
in line.
You could have. My audience coordinator had my phone. I get rid of it because I was stressed.
So that's the thing. I didn't want to stress you out. I was looking out for you.
He would have hooked you. He would have brought you right in.
Oh, well, I didn't know. So then I called Coco Cena, and he's like, I'm here. I'm walking. I'm like, all right, cool. And then I'm like, well, where are you? And he's radio silent for half an hour. So we're standing in the line for half an hour. Coco Cena's walking. He finally walks by and he's like, yeah, I was at Yard House watching the basketball game. So it's like, you couldn't answer your phone. So then we get in. Finally, Johnny was amazing. But I stood in line forever. And that...
What is forever, really?
I haven't stood in a line for anything... Since,
but when you walked in, you understood why. Though we had 5 major cameras, including a jib, and we had to set.
I'm spoiled.
Fair enough.
So it was dedication. So you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you being there. Honestly, that second show was the greatest audience in the history.
Well, it's because Coco Cena and I were there.
Yeah, I'm so great. Like
in
that,
the middle, like straight on looking at you.
Oh, were you? I didn't get a chance because I didn't.
Well,
see
because you. We were black, because you couldn't. No. And light, like black on black. If you go on my stories and maybe Twitter, you'll see the picture, and all you're seeing is the blue light outline Coco Cena and myself.
Cool.
So you'll like see us, but you won't really see us.
Well, too, I didn't want to make a lot of eye contact because in a regular show, I can care less, but with the taping, you're specifically trying to get stuff done.
Right.
And I was like, I don't really want to get distracted per se. So I tried to I knew on camera how to make it look like I'm making eye contact. But in the moment, I was like,
it's a good show. I can't wait for you guys to see it. You guys are going to enjoy Johnny's show, and you're going to enjoy Impact. The storylines of Impact were amazing. And shout out to Gabby for driving, because I didn't drive either way. So shout out to her for driving both ways. Guaranteed, because I fell asleep.
As far as Raw goes, we talked about Ruby. And so I guess let's do a little brief Survivor Series rundown, although I think you just did that on SmackDown. What happened?
Yeah, so somebody said, so Johnny was great, and don't make TK wait.
Exactly.
Facts.
That's moral of the story, really.
Raw was great. Like, where are we on now? What are we talking about?
I mean, we're at Survivor Series. I know you guys mentioned on SmackDown. We got 8 matches, it looks like.
Yeah. So Daniel Bryan and Brock... will be a great match. Mm-hmm. I think Brock is going to win.
Yo, without a question.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
It's going to be one of those matches where it's like David and Goliath. You think, well, then, but then with Daniel's heel turn,
it's
now
weird.
We're literally talking about SmackDown, but Daniel's heel turn, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because now he's going to be playing those dirty tricks. Like, will he, you know, do the, you know, punch the gonads of Brock?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean...
The tag team elimination match, I can't even count how many people are in this match. That's
going
to be...
I mean, definitely going for SmackDown for obvious reasons. Usos and New Day.
They're
just hot.
AOP, take it on the bar. Ooh.
That's going to be interesting if they do it right.
Oh, that'll be a fun match.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
If they do it right.
Yeah, no question. We got the women's match, Team Raw, Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, Ruby Riott. Taking on, we mentioned that on SmackDown. I'm saying SmackDown wins this because Natalya and Ruby are going to beat each other up.
Maybe. But then you have Nia and Tamina. They're working together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing, too, is obviously we know Nia didn't do this on purpose, but now she can use that to further fuel her badassery.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a word, I know it's not a word. And then essentially just massacre everybody and say, like, I'm, you know, Rhonda is not, you know, the bee in charge. I am. because I took out Becky, you know. So
and I broke her nose.
Exactly. So, you know, she can first, she can start that storyline and decimate people.
Yeah. Possible. Team Raw, Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, Balor, Lashley taking on The Miz, Shane McMahon, a.k.a. Best in the World, Rey Mysterio, Samoa Joe, and Jeff Hardy.
I have Raw.
Do you now?
Mm-hmm. And then shout out to, oh my gosh, somebody on Twitter last week hit me up as well as far as like sending me a Bobby Lashley picture. And then somebody on Twitter today.
And you're like, what you gonna do with
Leisha,
that, bud?
Shout out to Leisha. She said, automatically thought of TK when Bobby Lashley was bending over, which, I mean, thank you, but it's cute. So I did send it to Coco Cena and Johnny, which Johnny doesn't, you know, check out his Twitter.
Are you sure you sent it to me?
Yeah, I tagged you and now I'm calling him Coco Cena. I can't remember his real
name.
It's
been a long
time. Evan. Yeah, I tagged both of you guys.
Okay.
But shout out to you guys for, and I think somebody a couple weeks ago did a drawing too. So shout out to you guys.
Of the butt?
Bobby Lashley. I think it was Bobby Lashley, Titus, and somebody else. Like, did, like, a drawing of three people. So, just, if I don't, like it or retweet it, just, like, just knock on, like, just inbox me. Because I see it, but then sometimes...
Were you about to say knock on my Twitter?
Yeah, knock
I
on,
feel like you were about to say knock
on
my Twitter.
Knock on my Twitter, yeah. Gosh. I think we're both tired.
No, we're exhausted. Yes. Totally exhausted.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we got Lesnar, Bryan. We already talked about that. Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura. Without a doubt, Shinsuke, Dean's going to get involved in some capacity.
Yeah. In his hot sportsman jacket.
I know. And Ronda Flair. I'm going to... Ooh, it is... You know what it is? You got it.
I think it's going to go Ronda.
Ronda. Because right now, they know if they want to have any woman main event WrestleMania, Ronda Rousey's going to be one of those two women.
She has to.
It's that big of a name.
I mean, she's doing well. But I think who was Melissa Santos was on Women's Wrestling last week, and she's like
the homie Melissa. She was on the show in studio.
Yeah, I told you about it.
No, you did not.
I'd be inviting you to the show all the time, and you're like, I'm busy.
Well, yeah,
I gotta work.
She's one of my favorite people on Earth.
She is amazing. She's a sweetheart. Her daughter Sky was on the show.
No.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't even follow Women's Wrestling on Twitter because I tagged her too. But whatever.
It's adorable. I don't follow
anybody. But she, she's like, I don't follow anybody.
Yeah, shit to do.
She said, you know, sometimes you have people who've been in the industry for a very long time, whether they started in indies or they started in the performance center, mm-hmm. and they're working hard to get to the top. And now Ronda comes in and she already has the belt. So right. It's just kind of obviously, you know, life is not fair. But I think I would have loved to see Ronda trying to get to the top versus giving her the belt. And now she's on top and now they're creating stuff around her.
Yeah.
So
fair point.
But, you know. That's not happening because we're right there. So
yeah, only a couple days away from Survivor Series. That pretty much covers everything. I mean, like, you know, Raw, it's a 3-hour show, but we're trying to cover things in a very, very fast amount of time. Is there anything else that you'd want to touch on as far as Survivor Series or?
I'm looking forward to. There's a lot of shows in Los Angeles, so if you're in Los Angeles, definitely go and check them out because we have Takeover, we have Survivor Series, we have Raw, and I believe we do have SmackDown. All at Staples. I might be wrong. But I'm looking forward to seeing the shows.
Wouldn't shock me if one of them was in Anaheim. That's usually how it works.
Or Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd
have to check that out. But if you are at any of those shows, I believe I'll be at Survivor Series, and I'll definitely be at SmackDown. I'm still trying to work on Raw and NXT. But NXT should be amazing, too, with Shayna Baszler. I know we're not talking about NXT, but Takeover is going to be absolutely
fire.
Crazy. I may be live tweeting, so, you know, hit me up on Twitter.
There you go.
Actually, hit up Women's Wrestling on Twitter. I'll be live tweeting for Women's Wrestling.
In the boudoir.
In the boudoir. It's not the panty drawer. Look. It's called TK's boudoir. Not TK's panty drawer. It's the boudoir. People see TK's panty drawer on Twitter and people are like, what the heck is going on?
Panty drawers.
Where you at, Coco Cena? Where you at?
Shout out to Uptime. That's Evan.
I already know somebody in the chat and the comments. Please go to Johnny because he's leading the show. So please take it up with Johnny. They're going to say, why aren't we talking about more wrestling? Why are we talking about Johnny's show, Impact, everything else? Johnny is the lead host. Uh-huh. I just contribute. So please don't come after me saying that whatever too much and I talk about this too much and I talk about oiling up guys. Johnny is the one to blame.
Who's mad?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember who it is.
Look.
Tim said spell the word boudoir because we all know how to spell panty drawer.
There you go. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Tim Houlihan's on my side. Much easier to say panty draw.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. There's so much wrestling nowadays, it's hard to summarize 3 hours without wanting to smash my head on the test. So I like to make things interesting. And with personalities like you and Evan here all the time, it's easy to make things interesting. So it's fun to veer off course.
I'm just saying, go after Johnny. But Tim and Bosa and Doug and External Shockwave 3, JT12... All After Buzzers, our network, produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans.
Yeah.
But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. So,
that's
AKA,
right.
Continue on After Buzz Wrestling, Women's Wrestling Weekly, mm-hmm. X-Pac 12360, NXT, SmackDown, which we took over. If you didn't see that, you should go on SmackDown. Back down and see Johnny and I just.
That's fun. Shot. Super fun.
That's how we do it. So, if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Also, hit us up on Twitter, because hit us up on Twitter like the day of, like Raw, and we're most likely, that's when I look at my stuff too. So, you know, we'll most likely hit like, thank you guys. Mm-hmm. Like I believe her name is Lakeisha for the bent over.
And you can tweet TK questions that we can answer, whatever you would, you know, whatever you want to do.
I don't know if I want to want the question.
If you want to give her options for the boudoir.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Are men allowed to suggest boudoir?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying. You could do the boudoir when we're not even here. Because I might be at Raw next week.
I'm definitely out of town. So,
might have to just crash back down again.
I have a flight in 9 hours as we speak, and then I'm gone for a week.
That's how Johnny does, because he's commercials.
I'm trying to pay this
Burger
rent.
King commercials.
I'm trying to pay this rent, TK.
Comedy shows.
Trying to pay this rent.
You know, he's doing a lot.
I'm just
you know.
You know, I'm sleeping for a week, actually. but yeah, so we'll figure out who's going to be here next Monday. It's kind of a bummer I'm missing all the LA stuff, but you know, such is life.
I mean, go where the money is.
Got to do it.
How's the girlfriend doing?
She was here for the special. Mm-hmm. Not my girlfriend. She's not my girlfriend. But she was here.
Uh-huh.
It was very special. Tony surprised her with 21 Pilots tickets Saturday night.
Ooh.
Didn't know much about them. I knew
they have some good songs.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. I knew they were her favorite group, and she had never seen them live. She cried for about 80% of the show. And they put on a hell of a show. Oh my God, they made a new fan out of me. They are fantastic.
They are awesome.
And so yeah, she was there all day Sunday. She sat through both shows.
Oh, kudos to her.
Met my family by default, you know.
Well, I mean, then you need to put a ring on it for sure.
Okay, calm down. We're like we're like 3 months in, but so far,
if you meet the family.
Just well, saying. That's because they were here for the special. She was here for the special. What am I going to do? Separate them? Come on.
I mean, I would if you're not ready to commit.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't be
TK.
Milking the cow and not taking the cow
okay,
home with you.
You are. Okay. I'm climbing out of the boudoir right now. We need to chill out on that. All right. Dylan Matthews saying, fun dad off the market.
Oh my gosh.
You guys
wow.
are the best.
21 Pilots is awesome. And
follow TK at.
You can follow me at everything at TK Trinidad. I know somebody. I know somebody hit me up on Twitter wanting to know what my contract is all about. I haven't signed the contract. They're like dragging their feet, but it's going to be amazing on another big network that you're going to see me on. So I'm pretty excited. But once that is
me
signed,
too.
Then I will.
And then she's going to get me on. Probably not. I'm just kidding. Probably not.
Oh, my mind went straight to the gutter. I was like, I thought you had a girlfriend.
Not
but
that
yeah.
kind of...
You can find me at everything at TK Trinidad. And tomorrow, we have Heather Monroe.
Yeah.
She's going to be on Women's Wrestling Weekly Live.
The Killer Bay.
Yeah.
Heather Monroe. Tone B. Tone.
Hey, hello. You always throw me off guard with that. You can find me everywhere at Tony B. Tony underscore TONYBTONY. Underscore catch me every Tuesday on the Popcorn Talk Network on Horror Movie News. Thank you so much. Great show.
That is right. And I'm at Jay Quasso on all social medias. I don't have to promote my special right now because I don't know what's going to happen over the next couple of months. So I'm just going to say at Jay Quasso. Oh, Kentucky. I'm going to be in Kentucky in 2 weeks. I'm going to be in Lexington on the 28th and then Louisville the 29th. through December 1st doing some shows. Otherwise, that's all I got for now. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. Follow Evan Mack at Evan T Mack. Follow the hobo at Bane's Destroy. Thanks, guys. We love you. Bam. Enjoy Survivor Series. See you next week.
Ciao.
Who will survive?
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.